Oh, thanks for waiting in the truck here as I went in and get my copy of Billboard magazine. Got one of the last copies. Oh, and thanks for listening to the August 1992 edition of the DX Audio Service. Thought I'd do the DX Audio Service here on the road for this edition. Let's see what kind of trouble we can get into. This should be an editing nightmare, so to speak. So we'll see how we do here. Anyway, let's get on with the DX Audio Service. First of all, I'd like to remind you that our next After Dark issue, which is After Dark number 3, it will be your chance to ask us questions about what's going on at the DX Audio Service. Maybe you're curious about what kind of microphone we have in the studio or how we do different effects or, you know, what we look like or whatever. Just put down your questions on a tape. Cassette tape, please. And start it off by saying, you know, something like, hi, this is so-and-so, and I'm just wondering what kind of microphone John Bowker uses, or something like that. And what we'll do is we'll take all the different comments and questions that people send in to us. We'll put them on a tape, and we'll get the answers for you, as long as they're not too personal or libelous or relate in some manner to the hobby. We'll have them on here. So be sure to send those in to us. As always, our address, you can send it to one of two addresses. The first address is for sending just normal post office materials to, and that is Great Northern Broadcast Company, Post Office Box 5031 in Lima, Ohio, 45802-5031. Now, if you want to send something to the street address, you have to use our street address, which is 706 McKenzie. That's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio. And the zip code is 45805. Now, keep in mind one thing. When you send in a tape, be sure to put on some kind of marking so I know what it is. Maybe just write AD3 or something on there, just so I know that it has your comments on it. That way we'll include them on After Dark number 3. A couple people have questioned about our telephone number, which we've been giving out, and whether it's proper to give it a call. Well, absolutely. As I mentioned in a couple past editions of DX Audio Service, I wanted to make sure that all the Audio Service members were able to get in touch with us as we've done some address changing and some changes at HQ. So if you have any comments or questions, or perhaps you're missing a tape or some kind of problem, be sure to give us a call at the studio, and that's Great Northern Broadcast Company, and the telephone number is area 419-228-4199. The only proviso to call on the number is, remember, that's a business, so you must call between 9 in the morning and 8 o'clock at night to get a real person. Otherwise, probably you'll get a recording on the telephone line there. If you do get a recording, all you have to do is just press the star button, and as soon as you hear the beep, leave your message. And we'll like to hear from you, whether it's good, bad, and different, or whatever. Well, I'm just about ready to pull up in front of the studio here, so I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to turn it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch column, find out what's going on with the wild, wonderful, and wacky world of FCC transactions. And then I guess Mr. John Bowker, he's out driving around, and God knows where that guy is at this edition. We're going to find out as we switch around all over the place. And then Bill Hale has a look at what's going on with domestic DX Digest. I'll be back in a little while, probably en route to the hardware to get some U-bolts for things. So stay with us on the August 1992 edition of the DX Audio Service as we go in the driveway here. All right, now, put the brake on, turn off the truck. Here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Our reference number this month is 285, and before we get to a big stack of call letter changes, we'd like to respond to a mistake we made a couple months ago. Yes, we do make mistakes here, and we gave a call letter on 1140 in Liberty, Missouri as CKXL. Well, obviously, I don't think anybody thought that there was a Canadian call on that frequency, but just in case you did, we spoke wrong. It was was KCXL. We mixed the K and the C up. So for those of you who think that CKXL is on 1140, it is not. It is KCXL in Liberty, Missouri. And that taken care of, let's see if we can get to a mistake-free edition of AM Switch. On 540, KHKN, Carmel Valley, California becomes KIEZ. 790 KCEE, Tucson, Arizona becomes KWFM. 870 WVOZ in San Juan, Puerto Rico changes to WQBS. 920 WWSF, Andalusia, Alabama becomes WKYD. On 960 WKZA, Kane, Pennsylvania changes to WQLE. 1050 WXTH, Alexander City, Alabama becomes WTLM. Three changes on 1150 WZBQ, Tuscaloosa, Alabama changing to WSPZ. KFRR, Englewood, Colorado changing to KCUV. And WYRS, Rock Hill, South Carolina becoming WAVO. On 1160, that news station in Virginia City, Nevada will be KNKQ. 1390 WNLF in Charlotte, Michigan becomes WNNY. On 1430 WFXF in Indianapolis, Indiana. What a terrible set of call letters. I can see why they're changing that. WFXF becomes WCKN. 1470 KZZK in Tremonton, Utah becomes KUFA. And on 1490 KGUC in Gunnison, Colorado changes to KPKE. We imagine they'll call themselves K-Peak. Several applications of interest on 650 KZTU in Junction City, Oregon. This is a new station that is not yet on the air. They would like to move to 660 kilohertz and change their city of license to Eugene, Oregon. And on 860 KZTW, another sequentially assigned call, this to Troutdale, Oregon, another new station that is not yet on the air. They would like to change their city of license to Fairview, Oregon. And on 890 WBMA in Dedham, Massachusetts, this construction permit for a new station has been around for quite some time. They would now like to change their city of license to Wellesley, Massachusetts, and they plan to relocate to the transmitter site of WBIV 1060 and share their antennas. Several grants to existing facilities of interest on 1290 WCCC Hartford, Connecticut lowers their power to 490 watts in order to facilitate a move of transmitter site, and their new city of license will be West Hartford, Connecticut. On 1380 WAHB in Bath, New York becomes a full-time station. They also raise their day power to 5,000 watts and add 350 watts at night. You can make the antenna designator on that a U1. And on 1520 KFXE in Camden, Missouri raises their day power to 10,000 watts and their critical hours power will be 4,200 watts. The antenna will be D3. In the printed edition of AM Switch several months ago, we incorrectly listed that 4,200 watt critical hour power as a night power because that's what the FCC said it was in their release. They were wrong. We were wrong. So make that change if you already wrote that in as a full-time station. Otherness consists of a huge list of stations either coming on or going off, and we start with one that's going to be gone for good on 600 KNYO Independence, California. The operating authority of this station has been canceled by the FCC, and those call letters have been deleted. 710 WKXB Smyrna, Tennessee is back on the air. 730 WDKT Madison, Alabama silent station has returned to the air. 900 WCER Canton, Ohio is back on the air. 950 XEKAM in Tijuana, that's the San Diego market, that station has gone silent. 960 WQLE Kane, Pennsylvania, this silent station has returned to the air. 1030 KDUN Reedsport, Oregon is back on the air. 1050 WCMS Norfolk, Virginia. This station is silent temporarily. They have announced they will return in mid-July. On 1090 WXBK Albertville, Alabama is silent. 1110 WKEG Washington, Pennsylvania. This station is silent again. On 1120 WYZQ Maryville, Tennessee, this station also is silent for the second time. It had returned and is gone again. On 1130 WEEO Waynesboro, Pennsylvania had an application to increase their power and also move to Greencastle, Pennsylvania. This application has now been dismissed by the FCC and this station is silent. On 1140 KSSQ Conroe, Texas, a silent station that has returned to the air. On 1190 WMAD Sun Prairie, Prairie, Wisconsin. This station is silent pending a change in ownership. If you're an FM listener, by the way, their FM has also gone silent. That doesn't happen very often. On 1200 KCPC, Cathedral City, California, you can scratch that out of your logs. The construction permit for this station, which was never built, has been canceled, and those call letters have been deleted. On 1220 WCPH, Etowah, Tennessee, this silent station has returned to the air. 1240 KLVJ, Mountain Home, Idaho, is silent. 1260 WDKN in Dixon, Tennessee, this silent station is now back on the air. 1270 WUCO, Marysville, Ohio, last month we told you it was coming back on the air. It is now on the air once again. 1310 KMBS, West Monroe, Louisiana, is silent. 1320 WTSS, Scranton, Pennsylvania, is silent. On 1340 KXEQ, Reno, Nevada, this silent station is back on the air. WTSW in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, also on 1340, that station, which was relaying WTSS, has also gone silent. Also on 1340 KCRN, San Angelo, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air, and KAPA, Redmond, Washington, has gone silent. Keeping track of all of these, they're kind of confusing. 1380 KPAL, North Little Rock, Arkansas, this station is silent. 1430 KROO, Breckenridge, Texas, they were silent under their old call of KSTB. They are now back on the air. On 1490 WWIL, Wilmington, North Carolina, has gone silent. On 1500 KMXO, Merkle, Texas, is silent. On 1520 WINW, Canton, Ohio, this silent station is back on the air. So in the last month, two of the silent Canton stations have returned. Also on 1520 WITM, Elizabethton, Tennessee, is silent. 1530 WCRJ, Jacksonville, Florida, is back on the air. 1540 WYNC, Yanceyville, North Carolina, has also returned to the air. Here's another one to scratch out of your log on 1580 KPCA in Marked Tree, Arkansas. This station has been silent for quite a few years. The station has been canceled, and its call letters have been deleted. And finally, on 1590 WQQW in Waterbury, Connecticut, this station has also gone silent. And that will wrap it up for this month's edition of AM Switch. Jerry Starr from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'll see you in 30 days. And right now, it's time to see if we can locate our wandering reporter, John Balker, somewhere out in mid-America. John, come in.
Well, thanks, Jerry.
Hello again, everyone. This is John Balker on the road for the radio travelogue, crisscrossing this wonderful land, taking in the remarkable events that are so unique to each of the sections and hamlets. Oh, and of course, tape recording all the stations we possibly can from state to state. I have my good wife, Linda, with me, and she keeps track of which ones we should be doing, and all I do is punch the record buttons. It's kind of easy. We've had a wonderful time. By the way, we passed through the Kurt Gowdy National Park, or State Park it is, between Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. I didn't know he had a state park in his name. I remember when Kurt Gowdy used to give the Red Sox play-by-play and out of Boston here, what, back in the 40s or early 50s at the latest. And, of course, he'll be on the air tomorrow, too. He does all kinds of sports stuff. Well, today we're going to be looking at the 970 dial position and playing you back some recordings, good and bad, that we have of stations that broadcast at that dial position. My notes show there are some 53 stations actually broadcasting on this channel at present. We've been able to snare a fair number of them, so what do you say? Let's get on the road and listen to a few of them here on the August 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
This is the CBS Radio Network for Southern Maine, WYNZ, Portland. CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves. From sources in the White House and Congress,
this is Big Country Radio at 970 on your AM dial, WHWB, Rutland.
We'll be back in five.
WESO, Southbridge.
Good evening. 34 degrees, raining outside our studios. I'm George Menard, WESO News.
Well, we have three of the New England states, Maine, Vermont, and Connecticut. What do you say we cross the gigantic Hudson River, psychologically at least, and we'll pick up a couple of stations in New York, one in New Jersey, and then on into Pennsylvania.
You're listening to American Country Countdown on WCHN Norwich.
Your country, WCHN
This is the award-winning news service on the Niagara Frontier, serving Buffalo and Western New York. We're WEBR, Buffalo.
Good morning, I'm John Gill. These are some of the stories you'll hear in the coming hour on the news station.
Well, there may be more than one news station in Buffalo. What with WGR making that claim these days? Say, before I play you this WWDJ ID, I have to tell you that back in the old days in Hackensack, the station was not broadcasting religious programs as it does today. In fact, some of their programs were, you judge for yourself.
Flying, but he's dead, man. He's gone away. It's the world-famous plot of Johnny doing my basic act on 97 WWDJ, which, of course, is talking dirty on the radio and trying to pick up chicks on the telephone.
This is 97 Radio News.
Thank you, Bob. Everyone in the listening audience enjoyed that, as well as everyone in the studio audience tonight, including the St. Marymount College for Nuns who are touring the studio. They enjoyed your news drop-in very much, Bob. Just one thing, though. Your fly is open.
Yeah, it was pretty bad stuff. In fact, maybe I shouldn't even play it on the DX audio service, but it was on the air, so I guess it's part of history. Let's listen to how WWDJ conducts themselves today.
That's 212-502-1166. This program sponsored by the Horizon Radio Ministry.
WWDJ, Hackensack, New York's Christian Radio.
Pastor Tony D'Onofrio of the Upper Room Ministries would like to invite you to our 1992 Easter Cantata, He Is Risen, a musical presentation of the birth, ministry, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
The news is next back at 10:35 with Geno on the Line from Radio 97, WBLF Belfont. Now it's 10:30 on a Wednesday morning.
Okay, well, we're halfway through Pennsylvania. Let's go all the way, almost all the way, to the west edge of Pennsylvania. And I want you to catch the enunciation and tonal characteristics of the announcer here on this next station.
This is WWSW Pittsburgh, Talk Radio 970.
All right, now how about this one?
This is WTKN Pittsburgh, Talk Radio 970.
Well, okay, as you may have guessed, that's when they were changing their call sign, way back when. Of course, they're WWSW now, aren't they? I believe so. That's right, at 970 in Pittsburgh. Those recordings were made several years ago. Okay, what do you say we head south now, down through Maryland and into the Carolinas and all the rest?
Coming up on 9 o'clock in Harford County, it's sunny and 83 at AM 97 WAMD.
Hello, you're listening to Total Christian Radio, WVOV, in Danville.
That was in Virginia, of course. You know, we came across several stations using children for the IDs. Kind of a cute idea, I think. This next one is our problem, not the station's, in Canton, North Carolina. We really messed this one up pretty bad.
Great American country music on WWYT, Canton, Clyde, Waynesville, Asheville.
Yeah, you guessed it right. Bad batteries, huh, boy? Well, now we stepped across the state line going south, and here's what we got just to show we know how to do it right.
South Carolina's Quality 970, where the listening is easy all the time, 24 hours a day.
WVOP, Vidalia.
Now, this next one is just a tad long. It's also in the state of Georgia, along with Vidalia, but in a different city and a different time, I guess.
Panasonic cough drops by Smith Brothers. Salad dressing by Four Seasons.
Huh, I didn't hear that before.
Wardrobe for Mrs. Britton and Patton by Robert Hall.
Thousands of French fries by Benjamatic.
Hair travel arrangements by Delco.
Hair care products for Mrs. Jackson and Jive by Afro-Sheen.
Limousines by Imperial.
Pocket Fisherman by Popeil.
While in Atlanta, members of the Ross Britton program stay at the beautiful downtown Tech Motel.
Two records of golden hits by K-Tel. You can tell
us, K-Tel,
we go!
Transmitter levitation equipment by Ronco.
Choreography by Mark. Gower Champion.
Food from the Crystal.
Gas from the Varsity.
Powders by BC.
Preparation H for hemorrhoids.
Divorce by Cher.
Suicide by Greg.
Charlotte
Penny Hurt by Haynes.
Dr. Hokey's accuracy purely by coincidence.
And Ross Britton's humor entirely by accident.
Ross, just one last question.
Before we go off the air.
Would you mind answering something?
What's that?
One thing you wouldn't mind.
Not at all.
You don't mind?
No.
Ross,
what time is it?
It's now 8:44 and 30 seconds in Atlanta, and this is Win 97 WIIN Atlanta, leaving the air with studios at 1365 Peachtree Street, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia 30309. Win 97 operates at 970 kilohertz with an effective radiator power of 5 billion milliwatts daytime and 500 million milliwatts pre-sunrise, as authorized by the FCC. On behalf of the entire staff and management, wherever they are, of Win 97, this is the Boogie King himself, Ross B. Britton. Have a good evening. And now, ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
Which they proceeded to sing in the off-key, and I thought that was... that. I don't want to do that. Okay, let's cross another state line into the Sunshine State.
Spirit makes the difference. This is WVOJ, Jacksonville.
In Houston, some fake police calls. People calling in with fake shootings and stabbings and fires at a cost of each call $600. Police staked out one telephone booth, arrested a 12-year-old boy. He had cost the city so far, City of Houston, $15,600 in fake cop calls. Gardner & Company, good morning.
Boomsday 92, Tampa Bay's largest fireworks show from Toyota and 970 WFLA is coming to Bayshore Boulevard Memorial Day weekend. 16 days and counting.
News Radio 970 WFLA.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. Martin Giles, News Radio 970 WFLA. It's up, up, and away for the Endeavour space shuttle.
Yeah, those are the fellows we listen to in the morning when we're at home in Florida. And that'll be, what, November we'll be back in Florida. Okay, let's head north. We're going to bring you a couple of DX catches by Dale Hammond. Dale, thanks so much for the tapes you send in. They're just terrific. And son John refers them to us because he knows where we are on the road. And I don't know if you can hear engines starting up all around us here, but we are on the road, let me assure you. So anyway, we'll go into Alabama for a couple of stations and then north from there.
Currently 80 degrees at AM 97 WERH in Hamilton, Alabama. AP Network News. I'm Paul Corson.
WTBF Troy. Diplomatic ties with U.S. and allies. With Mutual News, I'm Dave Curran.
No, wait, we got one more from Dale Hamm. This one in Mississippi.
WRKN, WRJH, Brandon, Jackson, Forrest McGee. Central Mississippi Gospel Powerhouse. Stereo 97.7.
Okay, so those are a little noisy, but, you know, I would much rather have those. Same thing I said to Camille last month on this same program, and that is send in your cassettes of stations you can get. If they're real DX and noisy and beat up and wavy, you know, forget that. But those IDs were identifiable and might help somebody trying to DX that particular station to know what to listen for. Okay, now we go north.
This has been Kentucky Network Sports Call with your hosts, Doug Orme and Larry Calvin. Join us again for Sports Call on this Kentucky Network station.
You could win a $3,000 gift certificate from John W. Orr Jewelers, plus other fabulous prizes and a chance at $1 million. Listen for details on the Ultimate Sweepstakes from WAVG.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ann Taylor.
On the air on Talkback, weekday mornings on WFUN, Ashtabula. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Linda Fee with 97 News.
Thank you, Nancy. The tax abatement program no longer exists in Ashtabula.
You're in tune to Radio 970, WKHM AM and FM in Jackson, Michigan. Good morning. Currently 68 in the city. Barb Smith with the 970 News summary.
WUBY, WMQT, Ishpeming, 6 o'clock p.m., and music from Rick Springfield.
Here's a trivia question for you. What was not in full accordance with the FCC rules on that Ishpeming break? Got any ideas? Well, did you know that if you give it a combined AM-FM ID, which they did, you have to clearly identify which is the FM station? That's right in the rules. That's one of the many things we're going to be going over at the Big O, Omaha, at the convention. We have a 45-minute seminar on FCC rules and the past and the present and the future. So you hope you can join us out there. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Let's go on to Wisconsin, Minnesota, the Dakotas, et cetera, et cetera.
This is WHA on the campus of the University of Wisconsin in Madison, celebrating 50 years of educational broadcasting.
Lady Madonna on WAKX AM Superior, WAKX FM Duluth, the music station. Good evening. It's 1 minute before six.
You're listening to the music of your life, 24 hours a day from KXTP, Superior Duluth.
Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because the same station apparently changed from a W call to a K call. It's now KXTP out there, by the way. And that means that their transmitter site probably had to be moved unless the FCC committed one of its other major problems of assigning call letters. Because with a W call, the transmitter has to be on the eastern side of the Mississippi. And if it has a K call, it has to be in or on the western side of the Mississippi. So I wonder if when that station was sold, they also had to change the transmitter site. There's a story there somewhere. I'll have to look into it when we're in Superior later this year. We'll be there about the 25th of August this year, it looks like. Okay, let's go to Austin, Minnesota.
38.75 down 110. That's a check of the Midday Farm Review. I'm Robin Kinney for the Linder Farm Network.
10 seconds before the hour of 1 o'clock, 82 degrees. You are in tune with your friend of the family, AM 970, KQAQ, Austin, Minnesota. News on the hour from NBC is next.
Radio Network. I'm Barbara Porter.
Okay, this next one was recorded by Fred Volby on one of his trips.
Currently in Fargo-Moorhead, it's cloudy. Winds out of the north, northeast, 20 miles an hour plus. 93% humidity, 2973 and falling, the barometric pressure. 56 degrees at 1 o'clock from WDAY, Fargo-Moorhead.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm John Bohannon.
You couldn't hear it probably, but Fred's windshield wipers were going during that thunderstorm when he recorded that one. The next morning dawned bright and clear, right, Fred?
WDAY Fargo-Moorhead with NBC Sports next. This is Weekend Sports. I'm Bob Gotkin on the NBC Radio Network.
Yeah, that's better. Okay, down to Oklahoma.
She's funny, down to earth, and has a word for the hurting heart. She's Joyce Meyer with Life in the Word, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. on 970 KCFO, Tulsa.
Talk you can trust, 970 KCFO, Tulsa area weather forecast.
Good morning, it's 10 o'clock with Katrina Bryant on Heaven 97 KHVN, Fort Worth, Dallas, the number one gospel station in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Special exhibition today at Centaur Sculpture Galleries on the upper level of the Fashion Show Mall.
Serving Metro Las Vegas from the Magna Executive Center, this is KNUU, Paradise, Nevada.
California.
Esta es Radio Café, lo máximo.
Con 1,000 watts de potencia.
This is KVIM, Coachella.
La potente del sur de California. Música, entrevistas, eco de la comunidad hispana. Con usted en el 970.
Okay, up into Washington and beyond.
Solid gold hits in AM stereo. KJRB Spokane.
97 Krem is KREM AM Spokane. J-Lo, a couple minutes after 10 o'clock.
970, the best in country for the Golden Heart City.
Well, now that pretty well wraps up what we have. There are a couple of more IDs I have of stations that have long since signed off the air. Listen to these.
Hotshot, Dan Siegel.
Out of tune of the album on KNOK AM 970 Fort Worth at 7 o'clock.
On the Lee Bailey Show. It's 7:05. This is Lee Bailey on Tulsa's KAKC with the sounds of sunshine.
Okay. Do you know, I drove through Rupert, Idaho a couple of days ago, and we spent an hour listening for the station in Rupert at 970 on the dial to identify itself, and that's KBBK, and they refused to do it. They just didn't do it at all. So we're going to have to see what we can put together on the tape when we come back headed east. Well, it's been a lot of fun. You know, we're really looking forward to coming back east because we're going to be with you on Labor Day weekend, we hope, at the Big O in Omaha. The Big O team really has things beautifully planned as best we can make out from our end. Among other things, I'm going to have a chance to tell you all about the new AM rules, as I mentioned, the FCC announced earlier this year. And we're going to chat about plans to expand the AM dial above 1600 and how they're going to go about doing that. And also, in that same seminar, I guess, we're going to talk about digital and satellite broadcasting and a few words about why the FCC can't do everything it wants. There may be some things about how the FCC operates that you may not be aware of and how it gets its authority and where that gets it in trouble sometimes. Anyway, that's all going to be during the seminar out there in Omaha for the National Radio Club Convention, where the DX Audio Service people will be meeting too. Ernie Wasilowski has set it all up, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. So if you can make it, boy, wouldn't that be fun? And speaking of a setup, here's Bill Hale.
Well, thanks, John, and welcome everyone to this month's edition of Domestic DX Digest. This is Bill Hale with another report, although this one's going to be awful short, simply because the AM season is down, and as it does every year about this time, so we've got a real short report for you this time, but some nonetheless, we have some real goodies for you. Well, if you happen to hear it, FCC Commissioner Al Sykes was Larry King's first guest back on June 16th. If you missed it, really, you didn't miss a lot. Most questions from listeners were not worth the time and effort, my opinion anyway. And no answers from the commish were of any significant value. Although AM stereo was addressed, Mr. Sykes said it hadn't been accepted yet. Ha! It might be accepted if the FCC would get off its rear end and standardize the system. Maybe so. Word from Charles Ray of Leamington, Ontario, is that the Star Country Network is belly up, and that CHYR7 Leamington, and it's assumed all other former Star affiliates, are now carrying the country coast to coast from SRN. Some special items: WKYX Paducah, Kentucky 570 on your dial is no longer broadcasting in Sequam. That word in from Eric Buneman. Also, word from Eric says that KEZK 590 in Wood River, Illinois is now broadcasting in Sequam. Maybe they just traded equipment. Who knows? WKXB 710 Smyrna, Tennessee is back on with country and western music. These guys used to be WSVT. This also reported by Eric. Our reporter out North Carolina way, Mark Hardester, reports at WLAS Jacksonville, North Carolina on 910, is back on the air, and this is the way he heard it. On June 30th at 0550 hours, he noted a carrier at 0559 into a brief instrumental to a brief sign-on announcement and to mention that the station is now Hot News Talk Radio and into CBS News. He checked the frequency several times prior to this, first noting a woman announcer back on June 24th with continuous repeating voice IDs as AM 910 WLAS Jacksonville. This testing continued until June 29th when the station was noted off at 0525. Although he had noted an ID at 0425 check. At 0550, a new repeating announcement by a man was noted. Regular programming resumes Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock on 910 AM WLAS Jacksonville. The tape was heard throughout the day until June 30th at 0530 when the carrier was noted off. So they're back on the air, WLAS 910 in Jacksonville. Their new studio address is, by the way, 535 Bell Fork Road, Jacksonville, North Carolina, 28540. Another word from Eric Buneman, KLIK 950, Jefferson City, Missouri, is back on, or now on, with Sequam Stereo. And now on in Sequam and Oldies, dropping country and western, is WMAI 970 in Springfield, Illinois. Per announcement on the program, KUII 1190 in Dallas now carries Larry King. They were on KRLD. Tom Sanders up Michigan way reports at WXOX 1250 in Bay City as the on-again, off-again station is first noted silent back on 6-12, so back on June 12th, off again. WVKY 1270 in Louisa, Kentucky, return to the air and IDs as the Big W with WPKE 1240 Prestonburg and WPRT 960 in Prestonburg. Kind of a three stations getting together there. That reported by Al Dillon of Huntington, West Virginia. WLAV 1340 in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as of June 22nd, is running Jukebox Oldies, the old satellite music network Cool Gold format. They were adult-oriented rock, parallel with their FM. That reported also from Phil Borsma. And 1420 WWEV Decatur, Georgia, reported at June the 12th, good to fair signal over WRCG with Contemporary Christian, FM 91.5, and 1420 slogans, plus Atlanta traffic. They simulcast WWEV 91.5 in Cummings, Georgia. These guys used to be WAVO and Big Band and Religious, or not Big Band, but BBN Religious Music. That reported also by Eric Buneman. And as I said, it's a short one this month, and that's going to wrap it up for me. I'm in the process of moving to Boise, Idaho, or that vicinity anyway, so next month we'll have a new address for you. Until then, the best of DX to each and every one of you. 73.
And thank you very much, Bill. And we're here in temporary facilities putting together this month's edition of the DX Audio Service. But we do have some musings from the members. And these are the thoughts of the NRC members, and they do not necessarily reflect those of the National Radio Club, its editors, or sponsors.
This is Greg Jack in Olympia, Washington. Basically, for Phil, for the person who wrote into the column wanting to know about the CBC station at 690, I would suspect that what it probably is CBU-AM out of Vancouver, British Columbia. I think sometimes in the middle of the night, Pacific time, they simulcast with CBC Stereo. They have an FM service at 105.7, and incidentally, on 49 meters, they have a shortwave service. And both the AM and FM are both 50,000 watts. I was wondering about, in order to make the DX audio service a little longer, not much, but a little, the possibility of using 100-minute cassettes. I've never used 100-minute cassettes, so I don't know if they would hold up, but you might think about that. If anybody's had experience with them, you might call in and talk about that. About a month ago, purchased the GMX Music Service. It's a cable radio service. I was wondering if anybody knew anything about the organization that puts it out, like how to get a hold of them or any information at all. And what I was also wondering is what tends to happen when I'm flipping through the channels on this service from like 11 through 15, sometimes they mute out so you don't get anything. If you flip through the whole series of channels, you get stuff on all the channels except 11 through 15. The only way I found to get rid of this is just to, you know, unplug the service, the box from the wall, and let it eventually correct itself. And another thing I've noticed, it only seems to happen at night. I don't know if that's just because I'm using it mostly at night, because I'm at work during the daytime, or what. So if anybody has any feedback on this, I would appreciate it. I haven't called my cable company yet because it happens so intermittently that I had a friend up here to check it, and we couldn't get it to do it. It doesn't do it often enough to where I find that there's a real pattern. Thanks a whole lot. I'll see you later.
Hi, Tim Tallahassee, chapter of the BRB in here, checking in and letting you know that WSUN in St. Petersburg, AM 620, is now changed format. They're now News Talk 620, and they're relaying stuff from WIOD in Miami, the Rick and Sud Show and the Neil Rogers Show, and also David Paul and Phil Hendry from WSB in Atlanta. Kind of an interesting format there. If you want to pull Neil or Rick and Sud's down off the satellite, it's Galaxy 2, 62.4.
This is Michael Friddle from Brooklyn, New York. It's the 4th of July. It's about 3:45 in the afternoon. want to pay attention to WNJR AM 1430. They've been going through a lot of changes in the last few weeks. First, they were French language for a few weeks, and now they're back to just playing a lot of black oldies without any kind of commercials. They have commercials, but no jocks. So I don't know what's going to happen with all of that, but it's something to look forward to in the next month or two. Okay, 783s, everybody have a good day.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. On the July travelogue, we heard WATS 960 in Sayre, Pennsylvania, announced that they were simulcasting with a station in Waverly. What was not mentioned is that Waverly is in New York, just over the border. So I'm wondering, how many other examples are there out there of two stations simulcasting while the two stations are in different states? And are there any examples of three stations in three separate states simulcasting? The CBC stereo heard at night on 690, it occurs to me that could be CBU in Vancouver, since some of the CBC AM stations do carry CBC stereo at night when the AM programming ends. And the person experiencing CB radio interference on channel 2 and channel 5 did not say, are you using an outdoor antenna, the rabbit ears of the TV set, or a community antenna? You can purchase filters which will filter out frequencies below about 50 megahertz, and that might possibly solve the problem. Though if you're using the TV's own rabbit ears antenna, it probably will not solve the problem. You might just have to reorient the antenna.
Fred, this is Tom Likens reporting from Louisa, Kentucky on Monday, July 6th at about 10 minutes after 4. The East Kentucky Radio Network that I told you about is being fed from Pikeville, Kentucky through the SCA of WDHR-FM at 93.1. The audio is being fed to member stations. Also, it's an interesting situation there that the other station, which is located in Pikeville, WLSI, has a gold format, and they're feeding several stations through another SCA in the area, and they have 8 stations total with that network. So you have the 2 Pikeville radio stations feeding 2 different SCAs out of the same facility to various stations in eastern Kentucky. They're going to expand this network, I understand, into southwest Virginia and southern West Virginia. So it's going to be very interesting to listen and see what happens. That's why the SCA is not really all that strong. There's a lot of white noise on it here, and of course we're 70 miles north of Pikeville. They have a gain antenna on the tower, and they're preamping the heck out of that thing, but still it's not a good quality signal for an SCA that far away. Enjoyed the magazine, and we'll see you next month.
All right, hello, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson from Rochelle, Illinois. I have a few questions, and they're probably dumb questions, but I'll ask anyway. Will my DX440 handle the subband, the new AM frequencies, if that ever materializes? And number two, is there a way that a blind person can program a DX440 so that he or she doesn't have to punch around to find, you know, scan all over the band to find the stations you want? And then number three, there's a station in Ottawa that I picked up a while back. They call themselves W1310, and I'd like to find out the call letters of that station. Thank you very much.
This is Barbara Lombardi in response to Marty Rimpaugh in concerning the interference you're talking about on the AM radio. What you have to do is contact the FCC, either in writing, request them to come out and do a field inspection, and then they go out with you and do the inspection, and they ride around the neighborhood, and if the signal is a certain strength, they'll do something about it, but it might be worth a try. Get a hold of the engineer in charge in your area and see if you can't get them to come out and do field tests. Thank you.
This is Tom Likens reporting for the DX Audio Service on Monday, July 20, 1992. This past weekend, I had a chance to go to Maysville, Kentucky, the home of Rosemary Clooney, which is located approximately 60 miles east of Cincinnati. I dialed around on a Kenwood TS-940 on the broadcast band using a Windom antenna cut for 160 meters. I noticed several things, that the WCHI in Chillicothe, Ohio has returned to the air. I don't know when or how or what. Maybe Jerry can shed some light on that. That's an interesting situation up there in Maysville, the geographical location so far as AM radio is concerned, because you can get just about all the stuff out of the Cincinnati market, the Dayton market, some of the Springfield stations, IMA in Lima, Fred, under WMST in Mount Sterling, Kentucky. You can hear that a little bit. And some other interesting things from West Virginia. So it was really neat dialing around at 940 and being able to really enjoy AM radio as it should be enjoyed. Thank you.